Welcome to the Biochar podcast presented by Antbig. Our podcast features experts speaking about biochar, how it's made, its uses and applications, and the impact it has socially, economically, and environmentally. Antbig is a not-for-profit industry group, and as a global leader in biochar, assists companies, governments, and institutions in the effective production and use of biochar. Antbig works to streamline education, research, collaboration, and the commercial uptake of biochar and wood vinegar. Our aim is to help create a more sustainable future, greater economic prosperity, job opportunities, and an improved quality of life for all of us. We hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to the Biochar podcast. I'm Sam Zagami, the current cluster manager of Antbig. I'm really excited to be back. Our last podcast was when we were fundraising for the summit and the roadmap. And in June this year, 2023, we have launched the roadmap, which is really exciting. And today, after a little hiatus, we've come back and Don and I are here today just to talk to you about what we've been up to in the last year, what led us to launching the podcast and the roadmap last year and the summit. And so we're really excited to just have a conversation, just Don and I. So Don, welcome to our little podcast.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Isn't it though? And I'm excited that, you know, we started the podcast last year, and, you know, we really wanted to do that so that that way we could have interesting conversations with people from the industry. Yeah. And really just talk about biochar technology. Yes. Why it's important, and yes, just talk about biochar and its importance in Australia. So that's kind of the reason why we started it. And you know, I'd love to kind of start off by just asking you, you know, can you give all of our listeners just a snapshot of what Antbig has been up to in the last year?
Yes, certainly. So, yeah, look, we launched the roadmap project in March of last year, and that led to a stakeholder engagement summit in the Adelaide Hills in September last year. And we managed to raise, you know, via our members and also through events that we ran, $250,000 dollars in funds to get the roadmap to where it is now. So it was a tremendous effort by the industry. It's an emerging industry, so it really is a tremendous effort. We appreciate the support so much. And out of our stakeholder summit there, you know, we had interactive workshops on day two, and just really dive deeper into, you know, what initiatives, programs, activities, actions would enable the scale up of the industry, which we've identified to be valued at between 50 to 100 million at the moment. But we think that the ultimate value of the industry could be worth between 1 to 5 billion by 2030 if we can successfully implement the roadmap. So at that summit, the immediate actions that came out of it were that we decided to have a Antbig pavilion at the Bio 360 Expo in Nantes in France, where we showcased Australian biochar technology. And also we had international engagement with our, you know, with our mother organization, if you like, the International Biochar Initiative, and then also, you know, particularly the US Biochar Initiative and the European Biochar Initiative. It was about engaging with them. And look, it was a great expo. Our members, our sponsors of the pavilion, got incredible feedback. on the technology, and we stood well on the international stage, and they all agreed that, you know, we should go again next year in 2024 to give you an indication of the success of the event. But also we met a key person, Matthew Smith, from Tree Media, who is working on the Biochar Effect documentary film. And Tree Media were the same people that gave us Ice on Fire, which was narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio just a few years ago. So the caliber of this film is, you know, we think going to be significant. And one of our members, Rainbow Beater, contributed $50,000 towards the making of the film. Ultimately, Tree Media need to raise $1 million, and I think they're well on the way to that now. But an outcome from Bio360 was that Matthew actually came, and Tree Media and the team came to Australia and filmed a number of our members and their technologies. So that was a fantastic outcome. The other outcome that has happened just recently is that the IBI have agreed to partner with us on a farmer's on showcasing and releasing internationally a farmer's manual that's been written by one of our sort of founding members, Professor Stephen Joseph, and also one of our honorary lifetime members, Dr. Paul Taylor. So they're two biochar pioneers, and we are about to release a primer, and then that's for a larger farmer's manual. So we're about to release that to a group of farmers actually in WA in early October, so to start reviewing that. So that's very exciting. So that's kind of and then of course, yeah, I can talk about the roadmap next up.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been such a big year for ANZBIG, and just highlighting the fact that, you know, we have really gone out on the international stage to be a presence. And yeah. I think having the biochar effect really goes to show that biochar in general is here and it has a place in the world. So I think that's some really exciting things that we've been able to do in the last year. So yeah, and I think, you know, looking at the roadmap in its journey, it has been quite a journey, and I'm just wondering if you can just talk to us about that.
Yes. Well, coming out of the summit last year, we had a series of at that stage we called them recommendations from the stakeholder engagement, from the broader industry, and our lead authors on the document, Russ Martin from MS2 and Sean Scallon from Sustainability Plus, they put together those recommendations and released the next draft of the roadmap to our advisory board, who then gave it another review, making sure all the technical terminology is right, and fine-tuning the roadmap. And then once that process was complete, it was handed to our executive board for the final polishing of the roadmap. And, we have some of the best, you know, environmental professionals in the country and companies, being our chair. We're fortunate Nigel Murphy is director of Earth Systems and an environmental professional. And he led the polishing of the roadmap, highly supported by Craig Bagnall from the Cedar Group and also Catalyst Environmental Management in Newcastle. Also, Melissa Rebick from Carbon Drawdown Projects, and all of our board members, executive board members, did contribute, Stephen Joseph as well. And we came up with a very, you know, what we think is a very professional document that when released in Canberra in June, was very well received. We have had no real criticism of the document, which is always a good sign. However, it is a fluid document. We are always open to feedback from the industry, the broader industry, you know, anyone associated with our industry. It's out there now, and it's now starting to work.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of time, effort from many different stakeholders was involved in the process. And I think just mentioning a few of those people as well, but, you know, it was a big journey for those initial two guys in Sean and Russ to really do that in engagement process with our stakeholders. And I'm just wondering if you can just speak to the main outcomes that came from that, and that is speaking to in sure. spoken to in the roadmap.
In the roadmap, yeah. So look, one of the main things that came out of it that we wanted to make sure was in the roadmap was the alignment to the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. So the 17 goals to transform the world. You know, the Australian biochar can contribute to many of the world's climate and sustainability objectives, including many of these goals. So that was a big thing that came out of the engagement. And then we also landed on roadmap themes. So we've got 10 priority themes in the roadmap as well. And then we've got 10 initiatives. And so we've got alignment with those initiatives. We then, you know, they cross, some of them cross over various themes in the roadmap and also tick various sustainable development goals. So that was the main, you know, the main outcomes from a very high level. These were what were identified to enable the scale up of the industry.
Great. And I'm just wondering, you know, if you could maybe highlight a couple of those themes or initiatives and actions that are in the roadmap.
Sure. So, look, the first initiative that we have started work on, to some extent, we have to have these in sequence. And the first initiative is to launch the Australian Biochar Industry Roadmap, 2030 Roadmap, which we've done. And we've done that in Canberra, being the nation's capital. And we are now rolling it out in each state of Australia. So we had our first forum in Victoria on August 28th. And we had a great attendance there and some really quality people, organisations and companies represented at that forum. And we've got the next one coming up in New South Wales on November 29 or 30. And the other side of it is funding the industry scale up. So we are brainstorming, having a series of brainstorming sessions on how to resource the roadmap management, implementation and governance. So ANZBIG is really going through a transformation at the moment where we are investigating the benefits of changing our legal structure, and also our governance to make sure that we are a safe bet for investors to fund, you know, the implementation and national rollout of the roadmap. So that's the first and probably most important step that we need to take first, is to actually make sure that we've got the funding there to implement our initiatives and the actions that come under those initiatives. As an example, initiative two is to improve stakeholder awareness and education of biochar uses and benefits. So the actions under that initiative are that we would refine the biochar sector stakeholder mapping and communication strategy. So this podcast is part of that. We are advocates of biochar. We love to share information about biochar and to assist, you know, collaboration, etc. So education is a big part of it. Initiative three is about integrate and optimize industry and regulatory frameworks. So we need to identify the existing barriers and potential regulatory processes, approaches to harmonize and facilitate the safe and sustainable operation across the Australian biochar industry. So, for instance, recently, the first biochar one of the first biochar legislations in Australia is the end of waste code in Queensland for biochar. So ANSBIG will coordinate a submission to the Department of Science, Environment and Science in Queensland, or the Queensland EPA, to put forward our recommendations. And we see this as being really important, because being one of the first legislations, other EPAs will look to this code, this legislation, as a state of knowledge. And so we really see the importance of getting this right, and how it will affect other EPAs. And look, finally, if I speak to this one, initiative four, support commercial demonstration and trials of biochar. We see this as one of the most important initiatives, and it's got one of the highest budgets allocated to it in the roadmap. So demonstration at broad acre soil applications, you know, at a significant scale. We currently don't have it at significant scale. There's been a lot of research done on biochar, but it's more at, you know, bench scale, you know, or research, you know, scale, smaller scale in the field, but not these commercial demonstrations. And so that way we can really monitor those demonstration trials and get that data that is just gold, to increase confidence in the product, you know, as well.
Those are really great, you know, the four key things and the four first ones that I think you've spoken to. It's fantastic for our listeners to get an idea of where the roadmap is going and why it's important. And for anyone that's wanting to see the roadmap and the rest of the initiatives, key themes, you can head to our website, ansbig.org, and you can download the roadmap from there. And, you know, it is an important thing to have a roadmap. And I'm just wondering, you know, why is it important? I know why, but let's just tell our listeners why is it important to have a roadmap?
Yes. Well, as CEO, I was very keen to have a roadmap so that I was clear in my head where we were going. And, you know, yeah, it's like I see the roadmap as like the navigator, the, you know, that we punch in on our phone to help us to get from A to B, and, you know, takes us the, you know, sort of path of least resistance, avoiding peak hour traffic, warning us when the, you know, when the, you know, cameras, the speed cameras are up ahead, avoiding potholes, and arriving at our destination safely. So, yeah, the roadmap gives both ANZBIG and the industry clear direction, you know, a clear pathway to identify roadblocks and avoid, you know, avoid pitfalls, and also, but also recognizing the opportunity, you know, the significance of the opportunity. For instance, we've got some key figures in there, like we've identified that between 50 to 100 million tons of residual road residues gets burnt or goes to landfill in Australia every year. So if that was transformed into bioenergy, renewable fuel, biochar, wood vinegar, you know, we estimate that we could have production levels of between 15 to 30 million tons of biochar in Australia per annum. We would be able to, you know, remove 10 to 15% of Australia's annual greenhouse gas emissions. And the industry could be worth, you know, between $1 to $5 billion, and create about 20,000, you know, jobs within our economy. So you know, it gives, the roadmap gives us some real sort of goals to strive, you know, to aspire to. You know, yeah, so that's why, what I see as being the main importance of it.
Yeah. And I think you know, you just kind of touched on, you know, why it is important that the biochar industry grows here in Australia, and, you know, just talking about the economy, the social, economic, and environmental aspects of that, providing jobs, for example, yes, helping with climate change.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's anything else that you can speak to in terms of, you know, why, yeah, why else it's important.
Sure. Well, yeah, just to, I guess, to highlight the, firstly, you know, it always starts with the economic benefits of this. People won't uptake biochar unless it's economically viable. And I think we have proven that. So there are economic benefits. As I mentioned, a $1 million industry today could be a $1 billion industry by 2030. The environmental benefits are that, you know, it will help Australia's economy achieve its climate change objectives and its net zero aspirations, which, you know, with the new government and the implementation of the safeguard mechanism, means that, you know, we are aiming to reduce our emissions 43% by 2030, which is, you know, an ambitious goal on its own. And you know, the roadmap aligns with those broader government goals and Australia's goals. And then there are social, yeah, there are also some social benefits to all of this. You know, reduction of, you know, say synthetic use of synthetic chemicals and so forth in our environment, bringing people together to regenerate, you know, degraded land, helping our farmers who are struggling with, you know, drought and floods and all of the challenges of growing food and fiber in this country. There are a lot of social benefits as well to biochar. So it can really help with drought resilience. You know, it looks like we are entering into the El Nino now. We've already had a bit of a heat wave coming through in Sydney, indicating that it could be quite a hot summer this year, and the bushfires that are associated with that as well. So, you know, biochar does align with Indigenous First Nations practices, land management practices, like cultural burnings. You know, we can reduce the fuel load in our native vegetation areas, and that could be transformed into biochar, but also help with bushfire risk management. Lot of benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot in there. And I think, you know, just kind of closing up our podcast, I think we've spoken to quite a lot of like the importance of the roadmap and the engagement process and I suppose the key initiatives of the roadmap, that sort of thing, why biochar in general is important. I'm wondering, yeah, just to close off is just to talk about what ANZBIG is planning on doing now. Like, what are the key things it's planning on concentrating on in the next little bit?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, one, getting our governance, as mentioned, is really important to us to make sure that we are rolling out the roadmap in a, you know, coordinated fashion that ticks all the boxes, you know, for being compliant as a peak body for the industry. Also, you know, to streamline our processes, make sure we can monitor our results as we roll it out. And so what we're aiming to do is by initiative is to form working groups to enable all the people and skills and experience that we have on our boards, both our executive board and the advisory board, getting our terms of reference right for each of those groups, and identifying, you know, key programs, activities under each of the actions of within those initiatives and fleshed out in the working groups, which should help us, enable us to identify how we're going to resource that program or action. On occasions or once a month, you know, then getting together, each of the chairs of those working groups to report back to our board, who make the final decision on what should be, what actions should be prioritized and implemented. It's going to be
a lot going on. A busy time.
There's a lot going on. Busy time.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And what would you say for anyone that wanted to get involved? What kind of what's the message you want to convey to people?
Sure. hop on our website and just go to our national rollout page, take the biochar pledge. You can become a friends of the biochar community as an individual, or you can be a pledge partner as a company or organization, and let us know how you might be able to contribute to the 10 initiatives or the 42 actions in the roadmap. And yeah, from there we'll be in touch. And if you're interested, you can then join one of our working groups. The idea is that we source funding for each of our actions and actually employ people, the right people at ANZBIG, so that at the moment ANZBIG is predominantly run by volunteers. We have 1.3 staff or subcontractors, as we call ourselves, you and me, Sam, and Beck. So we are looking to employ more people at ANZBIG as well. So that's it. I think wrapping up.
That's perfect. Perfect. Yep. Thanks, Don. Okay. It's been great, and we hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you soon. Stay tuned and head to ANZBIG.org to look at the roadmap, to get involved. We would love to have more people helping us bring the roadmap to every city in Australia. So get in touch. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Thank you for tuning in to the Biochar podcast. To keep up to date on all things Biochar and ANZBIG, visit our website, ANZBIG.org, and sign up for our newsletter.